President Obama announcing today that he will not release a photo of a dead Osama bin Laden. That means a number of different things on a number of different fronts. Here at the Ralphie Radio Show, want to warn you about one thing in particular. Because of that announcement, do not, I repeat, do not click on any of those Facebook links promising to give you a picture or video of a dead Osama bin Laden. They're fake, they're false, and they contain malware, spyware, and viruses that will infect your computer. Cybercrimes defense attorney David Seltzer joins the Ralphie Radio Show now. David, when you click on one of these Facebook links, it's relatively serious as far as the harm it could cause on your computer, right?
Correct. Now, I'm not sure what actual malware it's imposing on your computers, but any type of malware or any type of virus imposed on your computer can create a huge problem for the user. Forget the cost associated with fixing the computer. You're going to lose access to your computer. You're going to lose files. It's just going to be a nightmare for you.
The cost to fix the computer, that's really a short-term thing. The long-term thing, obviously, you're looking at is any type of information being stolen from you, and obviously identity theft, something that I would imagine you've dealt with quite a bit.
Yeah, identity theft is a huge issue as it pertains to any natural disaster or any nationwide or worldwide, rather, media attention case, because websites will pop up all over the place and trying to get people to make donations or make inquiries, and all they're really doing is finding ways to steal your identity. Now, once your identity's stolen, it's going to be a huge problem for you. You know, you're not going to be... I have people that call me 15, 20 years later. They're victims of identity theft. They still have to carry letters to prove who they are.
Now, David, obviously it's a very serious issue, but from what you've seen over the past 5-10 years, are these issues starting to become more and more in sync with social networking and a cause of sites like Facebook?
I don't know if it's a cause of social networking. Facebook, to me, as I see it over the last couple of years, is a new avenue for these malwares and threats and whatnot. It used to be, you know, PayPal, eBay. There's still a lot of scams running. Any site that gets attention, and you're talking about sites here that have multi-million dollar bank accounts and millions of users, they're all targets.
Well, again, if you see a link that looks suspicious on Facebook, don't click it, especially if it's in regards to Osama bin Laden. 99% of the time, it's going to be spam, malware, viruses, stuff you're not going to want to deal with whatsoever. Cybercrimes defense attorney David Seltzer making some time for the Ralphie Radio Show. Thanks for the 411, sir.
Anytime.